Welcome to the Cup of Glow podcast, where each week we will connect, uplift, and promote people, places, and events in and around Tallahassee for you. I am your host, Gloria Darling, your community cheerleader, proud milestone diva, and advocate for women age 50 or better. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go! Grab your favorite beverage and join me on my virtual front porch as we start the show. There are many aspects of women leaders in any church, no matter what they may call themselves, such as pastor, co-pastor, or first lady. They are all servants in the best way. Sotera Wallace is joining us today to continue our discussion on women leaders in the church. Ms. Wallace is a Brooklyn, New York native who currently lives in Tallahassee, Florida. She is a certified life and transformational coach, entrepreneur, author, inspirational speaker, facilitator, ordained elder, and most importantly, a servant. She holds a master's degree in social work and is seeking her doctorate in metaphysics. She is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of 28 Love Corporation and 28 Love Coaching Academy. Welcome, Sotera.
Thank you for having me, Gloria.
Yes, indeed. Everything you do is in service to others and showing love. You are indeed my favorite word, a servant in the best way.
Thank you.
What inspired you to write Show Love Now, your current book?
I have been a social worker for over 30 years. And during that time, I have seen some very kind things, but more importantly, some very terrible treatment to people. I just resolved people just need to be kind and show love now. That is literally how the book came to be. So I know you were doing a lot of your interviews with pastors and first ladies and things like that. I've been a pastor. I've been a first lady. Most importantly, I'm always a servant. I do it all gracefully. I do it all very intentionally. It's my greatest desire to help people and to serve people, help them get better at what it is they're doing. So that's a lot of what inspired me to write the book.
Well, that's a very great inspiration, and I enjoyed reading the book.
Thank you.
How do you believe Show Love Now addresses the unique challenges and rewards that women may face in their Christian walk?
I think the Christian walk, as well as any walk of life, I think the most important thing people need to really, really bring close to their hearts is self-love. If you do not love yourself, you can't effectively love others. It's a little challenging.
That is so true.
So I think that's one of the greater aspects to Show Love Now as it relates to Christians specifically. Christ loved us first. And so we now love Christ as a result. But more importantly, Jesus Christ, through God the Father and the Holy Spirit, want us to love one another. He said that the people on the outside would know us by the love we had one for the other. So it's impeccable to show love.
We need more of that these days.
Yes.
We have so many people so angry about a lot of things, but if you were to really dig into it, it's more within themselves.
Absolutely.
Than what somebody else might be doing to them.
Absolutely.
That's what I strongly
No, think. I totally agree. I totally mm-hmm. agree. Usually people have to look within.
Right.
And once you look within, you see some of the quote-unquote ugly things that you don't want to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They don't want to talk about it, but it's real. It affects them on their jobs. It affects them in their homes. Wherever they go, it affects them. If you don't love yourself first, it's a little hard to be able to interact positively with others if you don't first love yourself.
Well, I think that's the only way you're going to be able to gauge what's good or bad that's going on around you and how you react to it. So if you don't have that barometer of this is what makes me feel good, then all you're going to have is the craziness or the chaos that's going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you want to cut the chaos.
Absolutely. For sure I want to do that. Now,
absolutely.
When I went through the book,
mm-hmm.
I marked a couple. You'll see there
I
have a few tabs there.
Mm-hmm.
And one had to do with relationships, building relationships. And the other one, I think this was the self-love part.
This one was about associate with people that celebrate you as opposed to those who tolerate you.
Exactly.
That is so huge.
Yes.
Because sometimes we allow people to subtly mistreat us or kind of cast us off like we're not important, but we are important. Each and every one of us are important. We all have something to offer. Right?
Yes, we do. I agree, strongly agree with that.
Absolutely.
And I'm old enough to have had friends that I think were really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
We can call on each other for anything and know without question. It's not conditional. The person's going to show up and we can support one another. But we also have those friends, and I have had them.
Yes.
Where I honestly felt I was an afterthought.
Exactly. Not important.
Not important enough. Girl, I'll be over there at 4 o'clock and then 6 o'clock later, they still, I'm out. And then they don't show at all. That's placing me in afterthought category.
Yes.
So that happens in life, you know, and how much, I would say, abuse are we going to take from
it? It is abuse.
Yeah.
And I remember my parents taught me, you can count your friends on one hand and have fingers left. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, what? Famous?
Fingers left.
Fingers
left. You can count
left.
Your hands on one, friends on one hand and have fingers left. You're probably going to have 2 or 3 friends in life.
Yes.
At a time. And those 3 friends probably do celebrate you.
Yes.
But now with these people that talk about they have 25 friends, you don't have 25 friends. You have 25 fine associates, acquaintances, but not friends.
25 names you could list.
Thank you.
But friends, you're right. I could list them.
Yes.
The ones that we go back 30, 40 years.
Precisely.
Not just telling my age, but yes.
Yes.
We go back. We know when each one had children and see those children as well as our own children develop and grow. Yes. You know, very few people can honestly say that.
Right.
Too.
And I had breakfast 2 days ago with my friend of 41 years.
Excellent.
And the waitress said, 41 years? We were laughing. We're like, yes, we went to college together. So that's already many years.
Yes.
It's doable. I have friends still in Brooklyn who caught up with me on Facebook, and they're like, you're my number one friend. And with truth, I was back then. You know, mm-hmm. We were.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, go where you're celebrated.
Exactly.
Do not be tolerated.
You don't have to do that. I want them to be happy to see me when I show up.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. I'm happy to see them
yes.
as well.
Now, the other point you made was stay in a thankful, grateful, and appreciated space in your mind.
Yes.
You have to. If you don't, you get depressed, anxiety, and all these other things that I won't talk about because you know I'm a mental health worker. So I know what this brings if you don't stay here in that thankful, grateful, appreciating space. It's very important to keep your mind lifted up always.
Is that some of the metaphysics that...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, for people who don't know, talk to us a little bit more about metaphysics.
Metaphysics is a lot about meditation, focusing in on more positive things, it's much more expansive than, actually, it's as big as the word is, okay? Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to look it up. But it's all about a good attitude, a positive attitude, seeing the world in a positive space. Not you. Haven't you met people that they just, everything is gone wrong?
Yes.
In their life? Everything. Yes. They can't find one thing to be grateful for.
I worked with somebody like that years ago, and our nickname for her was... We had a nickname. We had to tell her.
What was her nickname?
It was Black Cloud.
Ooh.
Because you could say, hello, how you doing?
Right.
And we couldn't figure it out. It's like, come on. You have kids. You have beautiful kids. You're a smart woman. You're doing well at work.
Right.
But we would say, good morning. And like,
grunting.
It's like nothing was ever good about it. And people would get depressed just going to talk to her.
Yes.
Yeah, which was sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
You know, when people are attaching a nickname to you.
That's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing.
Well, the other passage was this other tab over here. I think it had to do with your relationship with your father, maybe, is where you brought it up. It's showing love is...
valuing relationships, mm-hmm. but it is also about restoring relationships.
Yes.
So if you have a father, I encourage you to seek forgiveness and restoration. The value and importance of a father have often been diminished, but he is needed. There is no need to live with regrets. If possible, restore the relationship today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that means a lot. Now, you titled the chapter was My Dream Guy.
And that's so funny because that's the little segment I was going to give to you today.
How auspicious. So go for it.
Yes, because I think you were going to ask me about it.
Yeah, so you tell us more about that passage or your anecdote about it.
Okay. I'm going to read just briefly that little bit. Mm-hmm. It says, my daddy was my dream guy. His overall style was fun, loving, even-tempered, happy, and hopeful. I have fond memories as far back as 3 years old with him. I would sit on his lap, and he would bounce me on his knee. I was the third of four children and the first princess in the bunch. My mother used to say how happy they were to finally get their first female child. So, truthfully, he was the dream guy, because he thought the world of me. And I took it.
I understand for sure.
I took it.
What little girl doesn't want to be a princess?
Right.
Yes.
So that, ironically, it would appear that because I had such a fine example for a man.
Yeah.
He was a phenomenal provider. He wasn't the most emotionally available person, but I understood where he grew up and how he grew up. Mm-hmm. That's why I went to the part I read before about forgiving. You got to let it go. People do the best they can with what they have.
Exactly.
And the rest of it, you have to let it go.
Yeah.
The best way to do that is to forgive.
Well, it was a very good chapter. For those who buy the book and read it, it's chapter 5, My Dream Guy. And we all can relate to somebody in our lives.
Yes.
That might be our dream person, our father figure. It may not be birth father.
Correct.
Even adopted father. It could be an uncle. It could be the pastor of your church.
Yes.
But someone in your life that you look up to and that provide guidance.
Absolutely.
And you feel love from them.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
So what do you hope readers will take away from this book? And what feedback have you received already?
The feedback that I received, I think the most I received was the part about active listening.
Yeah.
It is so important that I recently did a 4-segment post on Facebook Live. I do reels. So active listening, I got the most feedback on. And it was probably because people don't really think about active listening because they're so busy waiting to talk before you finish.
Exactly.
So they're not really listening. They're waiting to talk. So one of the four things I said to them was pay attention to body language and eye contact.
Yeah.
Body language and body cues. Then pay attention to eye contact. Repeat the paraphrase what was being said. And finally, be present in the conversation. So the only way to be present is to listen actively.
Yes.
Not waiting to talk.
Or drifting off somewhere else.
Oh, my goodness. Drift, that's a whole nother way. Surely you're right. And sometimes when I know with me, when I'm talking to someone and they're talking like a little longer than I'm expecting them to, I start jotting down things that they're saying so that when I rephrase it and say, is this what you meant? I can say it with educatedly, you know.
Yeah, to make sure you really
listening.
Understood that.
And understood, yeah.
And it helps that person as well, because they know you were listening.
That's right. And they might even give you a little more.
Right, that reinforces it.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
But active listening, that's a good skill for all of life.
Yes, it is.
At work,
yes.
Whatever work you do, you really need to pay attention and
you
be present for that. Because I don't know about you, but I've worked in places and you wonder, did they not read the same passage
right.
I read?
Right, or give you the directions. Somebody gave you directions. Yes. Did you really hear what they said?
We were in the same training. Why did, you know, how could you forget so quickly?
Yes, yes.
The manual is right there.
Yes.
You wonder,
it's amazing.
But they're not actively listening. They're not engaged.
No, they're not engaged.
They're not engaged. And so I guess we can take it back. They're not showing love. Because if you care, you're going to pay attention. Yeah.
You would.
Absolutely.
You really would.
Now, how has your life changed since the release of Show Love Now?
Well, people expect me to be loving and caring. I mean, they literally expect it. But let me tell you a little side joke. Mm-hmm. It's not really a joke. It's real. My parents, well, let me just say this. My brother, two brothers and a sister were all born in February. So that makes them, quote unquote, the love children because it's Valentine's month, right?
Yes.
But reality, I was born November 19th.
So you're really...
I'm really the love child because 9 months before that was February 14th.
I have a November baby.
Yes, yes. So you get it.
Yes.
Yes. So I am the love child, but that is my nature. It really is my nature to be kind, to be loving, to be thoughtful. I just think it's important. Like today when I came, I was surprised with the gift that you gave me. Mm-hmm. It was thoughtful. You were showing love now.
Oh.
Yeah. and I'm so appreciative.
Yeah.
Because that's just something it's just kind to do. And this is what I say. Send somebody a note, a card, right?
Right.
Imagine you look between your bills and there's this nice card in there. You're like, let me open that one first.
Yeah, just because.
Just
thinking
because.
Of you.
Thinking of you. That's one of the chapters. Thinking
there
of you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it goes along with what we're talking about.
Do you ever feel pressure, though, because of your general disposition to help people and be a servant? Then you wrote a book, and the book says, Show Love Now. Do you feel that you have to be on all the time, that you can't show your bad days to other people? Or
it's funny you say that. I feel like I can't show that side, so I stay inside when I'm having those days. I really do. And that means they're very rare, but they occur. Mm-hmm. I think in addition to not wanting, there's never a day where I don't want to show love. But sometimes I was in a car accident where my car flipped four times.
Oh, my.
And I walked away, thank God. I broke a couple of fingers. I had 28 stitches in my head. You know, a lot happened, burnt with the seatbelt. But I still have the aches and pains of that. And sometimes I don't like to people to see me in that space.
Understand.
So it's like if I'm not smiling, they're like, what's wrong with you? And it's yeah. I'm like, nothing's really wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just in a little physical pain.
Yeah.
But I'm still who I am. And those people who we talked about, the friends, mm-hmm. I can be around them 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
Any day. Because they get it and they right. understand. They're not prejudging.
I could call my, what you call five That's finger right. friends. That's a new term now. But I can call any one of them if I'm having a bad day.
Exactly.
And I go, hey, I just got to let this go for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then everything is
get it out and it's over.
It's over. And there's no prejudgment because they right. can call me
and
vice
that's
versa.
Important. I love that.
Yes, yes. So do you have plans for writing any other books?
I do, actually. To be honest, I should have written the book that I'm planning to write. Should have written it first. Because what I realized, and you asked about feedback, a lot of people can't show love because they haven't forgiven people and situations.
Right.
So the next book will be about letting go and forgiveness. I'm not going to throw the title out yet.
Right.
But I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. And it's important. See, you can't really, really love if you haven't forgiven a person. You ever hear people talk about their own parents? They did this and they didn't do this. And right. you know what I mean?
No, you got to let that go.
And they say they love them, but it's a conditional love. I love them if they're giving me things. I love them if they say something positive. You follow me?
Yes, I do.
But the flip side of that is they really did the best they could with what they were taught. Yeah. And we don't understand that we have to let it go. Forgive them. Tell them so. Mom, Dad, I know I felt mistreated. I felt like you put me down. But I realize now you didn't do that intentionally. It takes mm-hmm. an adult to say that. When I say an adult, you could be 15 and an adult in your mind.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
As soon as you realize that they didn't do it intentionally, that's when the forgiveness needs to kick in.
Well, let me ask you, let's take it back to the church part of it now.
Sure.
As an elder in the church, mm-hmm. Do you have any role where you would counsel people at church where somebody's hurting? They may not want to share that with their parents or family members right away, so you right. help to prepare them. Do you provide
all
that
the time? Time?
Yeah.
All the time. And it's a very sensitive thing.
Yes, it is.
Because people are, they tend not to trust. And the hope is that if they tell another individual, they will not spread it. Yes. So confidentiality is very important. Mm-hmm. And of course, I practice confidentiality because of my job, just because of who I am. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to share something with somebody and they told everybody.
No.
Exactly. So what I counsel as long as I need to help them get to that place. And sometimes it takes months. It's not like a 2-day session and it's over. Sometimes you have to walk through it with them.
They didn't develop the scars overnight. They sure didn't.
Very good. Very good point. Very good point. Very good point.
So what advice would you give our listeners that might be struggling right now or
with showing love?
Yes. Taking that first step.
I think the first step is literally writing down on a piece of paper in bullets, not sentences, but bullet points of what challenges you faced in with a particular person. And if it's 2 people or 10 people, each person gets a separate page. Mm-hmm. And you take your time and write down all the things you felt like they did to you and take them one by one, one issue by one issue, and examine it and ask, do you really think this was intentional? Or do you think this person just didn't have the ability to show the opposite?
Is it worth doing even if the end goal is not to speak with the person directly, sure, or maybe the person's gone and you can't.
It's still a good thing. We do something called the empty chair as a therapist, and you talk to the empty chair. It's the same thing as if you would write the whole letter out to the person and burn it.
Yes.
Same principle. But whatever you have to do, let it go. It's not worth holding on to.
No, it eats you alive.
It eats you alive, and then you'll pass it on to your children. And you'll do things to hurt them that you will later on regret when they come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to stop that from continuing.
Yes.
You know, it needs to cease.
It does.
And desist.
Cease and desist. Yes, indeed. Get rid of those whatevers that's bogging you down. Yes. Let it go. Let it go. Now we sound like a 12-step program.
I know.
Let it go. But Write it down.
I agree with the 12-step program. I do.
I do. I have some friends that have gone through them.
Yes.
Yes.
I've gone through one called Celebrate Recovery.
Oh.
That's local. And they have a 12-step program that's biblical. It is awesome. But it's saying the same thing I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let it go, ultimately.
Yeah.
Because it rottens you.
Absolutely.
It's just like a bad banana. It just goes bad. And it, you're the one that's going bad.
You know how hard it is to hold on to that? And years later, you're wondering, why is it I don't like that person?
Right. You don't even remember the argument.
Every time I see her, you know, I tense up. Why? And yeah, you don't remember the argument at all. It's kind of crazy.
It is. It's asinine.
I'm glad I don't really hold a grudge. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Uh-huh. I will feel something.
No, I feel it.
Momentarily. I am going to feel something. And I'm going to remember it for a little bit. But I know that I can't hold it.
Right.
So I do what I need to do. Maybe not confront them, but I do what I need to do to just get rid of it. So when I see them, I could just greet them gladly and be happy.
And keep moving.
And keep moving. I don't even remember that stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I'm not one to hold things. I get upset. I get angry. You know, the Bible says get angry, but sin not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I might get a little hot, but when I think it through later on in the afternoon or whenever it is, I take a second look at it. What part did I play? What part did they play?
Exactly.
Right?
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. And if knowing me, I'm going to confront it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I'm never ugly with it.
Mm-mm.
I had a little situation this morning I had to confront. The person flipped it back on me.
We have those days and we have those people.
Yes. And the reality is I did what I could do. And then when she flipped it back, I just said, no worries. And that was the end of the text. So, you know, it happens. Sometimes you can't resolve everything,
but
give it a shot.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do.
Now, where will someone be able to purchase Show Love Now if they want to purchase it? Is it?
It's still on Amazon.
Still on Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon, and it's Show Love Now, and it says Insightful Tips to Communicate Appreciation by Satara Wallace. It used to be Walker.
Mm-hmm.
MSW.
All right.
Show Love Now. There's the book. And it, like I said, it was Walker, but I am happily divorced.
A transition in life that
I am
some
transitioning.
Of us go through.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, some
and it's okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did my therapeutic process to get through it. I'm no longer angry or hurt, but, you know, it took a minute, and it's real.
Yeah.
And it was the pastor. I divorced the bishop.
That happens.
That happens. So, That I know happens. You're talking about churchy stuff, but that's real. Even in church, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes you have to agree to disagree.
Well, you're handling it well. The aftermath of it, you can talk about it and still smile.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Because I still love him in the Lord. I pray for him. I pray that his happiness is there, his safety. God bless him. He's just not my husband.
We totally understand.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. It's been very enlightening. I really appreciate your time.
I'm so glad you invited me.
Thank you. Thank you. And discuss and show love now, because we all need that reminder.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love is not a new concept, but we need to remind ourselves to show it. Let's love other people.
One moment at a time.
There you go.
And I don't know if you knew this, but love stands for let our values emerge.
Ooh.
Yes.
What a nice acronym.
Yes, the acronym. Let our values emerge.
Let our values emerge.
And we all have values.
Yes, we do. Some better than others. Nope. That was a judgment. I need to let that go.
Amen.
Everybody has what they have. Thank you, Satara. It's been great. I really appreciate it.
I enjoyed speaking with you, Gloria.
Yes, yes, yes. We believe that everyone has an opinion, and we want to hear from you. Please email your comments to Gloria@cupofglow.com. If you have already subscribed to the podcast, thank you. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. If you would like to be a sponsor of the Cup of Glow podcast, please send your request for information via email to Gloria@cupofglow.com. Until next week, this has been the Cup of Glow podcast with Gloria Darling, connecting, uplifting, and promoting you.